But it's actually something that's true about any meditation. Yeah, be as comfortable as you can be. Yeah. And so if that really doesn't feel possible in the posture that you normally meditate in, then this can be a good chance to be imaginative and maybe move to a different posture. Yeah. Could be standing, could be more like kneeling, could be sitting in a chair. Just think, what's going to support you? So, if you remember the phrases from yesterday that we had for the metta, feel really free to use those, to use phrases that you want to. They were more or less to be wishing a being to be happy, to be safe and well, to be peaceful, and to live with ease. So we're going to use the same phrases, but I can't remember them in Hebrew, so I'll just use English as a temporary language we can agree upon. So I have a slightly different way of guiding metta than some other people, and if you like my way, then you're really welcome to kind of follow along to all of that. And if you prefer to use a technique that you know from before, then yeah, really feel invited to do that instead. Okay. So we're going to bring a being to mind. So choose someone you feel a good connection with, and that can be yourself. Yeah, or it could be, you know, someone else. And I really mean being. It doesn't have to be a human being. Yeah, any other being that you would like to recall, remember, connect with, bring into the heart space, feel the resonance of in your awareness. Maybe there's an image of them or just a felt sense. We just take some time just remembering, recalling, feeling that connection, feeling that being. And you may notice that quite naturally there's a feeling that I wouldn't mind if this being were just a little more happy. And before we go into the phrase of saying, you know, may you be happy, maybe you can just take a moment to feel what it feels like to be happy. Yeah, so we just know that feeling. Maybe it's a memory, maybe it's just an imagination. How it feels in this body, heart, mind when there's happiness. Just so we know what it is that we're going to offer. Just getting a sense of that. And then radiating that to this being. May you be happy. May you be content, satisfied. May your search for happiness be over. May you be happy. May you be happy. Using your own words, but also finding your own pace. How often you want to repeat the phrase, how often you want to tune back into the feeling, how clear you want to get the feeling of the being. So the practice becomes connecting with this being, connecting with the feeling, the felt sense of happiness, and then radiating that out with the phrases, or if you want, you can just radiate the energy of happiness, the vibration of happiness. And again, just for a moment, maybe dropping the phrases, dropping the effort in the practice. Just having a moment, maybe with the breath, with the sounds, with the body, relaxing if there's tension building up. And again, inviting this being into the heart space, into the mind's eye, letting them have their place in your awareness. Just feel how you wish for this being to be well, to be healthy. Maybe it's already really clear and you can feel it in your own body, in your own sense of your being, what it's like when you feel that healthy, that vitality, that energy in your body. And also the clarity in the mind, the untroubled mind. It's bright. Clear. That beautiful quality, and then we're just going to give it away, offer it to another. May you be healthy. May you be safe and well. May you feel safe and well. May you feel safe and well. We can also feel into that quality of feeling safe. When we feel at home in our body, or at home among other beings, feel safe from harm, whether we know it or we can imagine how that feels. May you be safe. May you feel safe. May you be happy, contented, easily satisfied. May you feel happy. If it's helpful, tuning into the bubbliness of happiness or the calmness of happiness, as you wish it. May you be well. Perhaps feeling that vitality in the body, clarity in the mind, and giving that away to another, for another. May you feel safe at home in your body and mind, in your being, at home in the world. May you feel safe from harm, safe from trouble. And even when all of these are not available, may you have the spaciousness, the ease to move through life's ups and downs. May you live with ease, with gracefulness. Once again, pausing in the practice just to connect with body, heart, mind in this moment. Having a soothing, relaxing breath. A gentle listening to the sounds. Maybe with an atmosphere of kindness here also. Acknowledging this body is here. These thoughts, feelings are here. However we have a sense of ourselves, can this also be welcomed? Letting our sense of ourselves come into the mind's eye. Also into the heart space. Or just a more gentle sense in the awareness of this being I feel myself to be. How is it to wish this being a life of happiness also, a moment of happiness? And again, if it's helpful, feeling or imagining what happiness feels like. Just offering that. There'd be no loss to me, no loss to the world if this being felt happy. This being I feel myself to be in this moment. May I be happy. May I be happy, easily satisfied, content with this breath, this moment. May I be well. Is it possible that we can see that as a kind wish? Not as an ego demand, that may I be well. Vitality in the body, bright clarity in the mind. Can we allow for that intention, that wish? May I be well. And if the practice is challenging or feeling like it's creating tension, just taking a moment again to relax. And also, is it possible to see it as just trying out phrases, just trying out ideas? Just an exploration. But also at certain times, maybe it's cultivating something, opening something. staying with oneself, can I see there's a wish in me to be safe? Safe from harm, but also to feel at home in this body, in this mind, in this being. To feel at home in this world. May I feel safe. And may I live with ease, with life's ups and downs, happinesses, sadnesses, health and sickness, safety and challenges. May I live with ease. With an openness, a flexibility. May I live with ease. Just taking a moment again just to check if any tension is building up in the face or shoulders, belly. With that kindness quality, it's inviting that to relax as much as it can. And allowing and accepting whatever remains. Like to invite you, if you wish, to connect with the sense of the nearest person to you in the hall right now. And as much as feels comfortable, inviting them into your mind's eye, your imagination, or maybe the whatever feels like the heart space for you, maybe somewhere in the chest there's a space you can invite a being kindly to rest in your attention. Or maybe it's a resonance of them in your awareness. Whatever feels right, or maybe you just see them nearby in the mind's eye. We know this being, just like us, wishes to be happy. And that it would be no loss to us if they were a little bit more happy. May you be happy. May you be well in body and mind. May you feel safe. At home in the world. May you live with ease. May you be free. with this being in your awareness, in your connection, including the being on the other side of you, another side. There's two beings. And also including yourself. May we be happy. So seeing what works for you, do you need to connect with each one separately? Can there be a sense of the group? Just a radiation of the quality. May we be well. May we feel safe. May we live with ease. May we be free. Opening that circle to include all the beings around us. As wide as you want to go, maybe it's the whole hall or it's a segment of it. Following your own sense, how wide do you want to go at this time? Finding your own pace with the phrases, how often you want to repeat them, how often you want to feel into the quality that you're radiating. So whether to include yourself, whether this is a we or a you, may we be happy. May we all be happy. May we all be well. May we all feel safe at home in the world. And may we live with ease. May we be free. Once again, releasing any tension in the being, in the body. Seeing if the sense of the heart can expand, including all of the beings on the retreat here. Expanding into all of the buildings. The kitchen, all those in service, and all those practicing, but also the wider community of birds and insects and animals. May we all be happy. Whatever that happiness looks like. May we all be well. May we all feel safe and welcome in the world. And may we live with ease. Inviting you to let this consciousness of the heart expand wider still, to include the whole space of endure. All the living beings, all the living expressions of life. On the earth, under the earth, in the water, in the sky. May all these beings be safe and well. May they be happy and live with ease. Thank you. letting that conscious heart expand to include the other neighborhoods around. Those fasting in Ramadan, those following the Pesach, and all the animals and birds and fishes and frogs. All the living beings. Included and welcomed into the heart. And wished well. Just expanding as much as you wish to. Maybe over the hills and valleys, including the roads, the factories, the buildings, and the open spaces. To include the whole country, crossing borders into the sea. Across mountains, to include the whole living planet, letting there be the whole of this living planet in this heart, felt, welcomed, cared for. May all the living expressions of life, all the living beings of this living planet be well. May all beings everywhere be cared for and respected. May all beings everywhere be free, free in every possible way. May we all be free. So thank you for your practice. It's time now to transition into some movement in the walking, and for some of us into some speaking and listening in the group meetings.